Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, after 14 years, was to stop lose the site of Beit HaMikdash. So, you know, after 14 years, you're not sleeping, so you feel a little bit tired, just a little bit. So, he decided to take a nap. And then he picked some pillow. What were they?
Stones.
The stones. How many?
3 or 12.
Very nice. The 3 or 12. So now these stones, they were placed around his head as a protection, as Rashi HaKadosh brings, because he was afraid of wild beast. And that means, why around his head? Because the tiger can attack his body too. Yes.
He was worried for the bathtub.
So he actually teaching us a very important pattern, and that is to be able to protect yourself and system of your body. You have to make sure that your head is in the right place. But if your head is not in the right direction, so then you feel ache all over your body. Such as if your head looks back, some heads are like 180 degrees turns, and they always look back, and they always think of the back, and they always review what happened in the past. So then your body becomes full of pain. So now here, Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom is teaching us, you take care of the head. See, it's very interesting that the car, before the gas enters the engine, they have a system before to pass it to the engine. You know what that is called?
No.
Right, you don't know mechanics?
No.
You didn't study mechanics?
No.
Yeah, filter. It's called filter. Yeah. They have gas filter. Like people today, they have addiction. They don't drink water unless it's
filter.
You know, you have all types of filtering. You know, they give you different energy of the water. It's, you know, all types.
It's not they give you, they take away from you.
Right, but the filter system they have, like let's say the AC has filter. Everything has filter. But one thing that they missed out to put a filter on is
your head.
Your head. There's no filter. Everything comes. You know, it's very interesting. When after like a month or two, you take the filter of the AC, you know what it is? You know what color it has?
Light.
That's how it is. That your head, just everything goes in there. There's no filter, you know, and you greet us, b'chavod, you know, you put everything, come. And that's why Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom is teaching us. You have to have a filter. You must have a filter. So now, here. So now, here, there were many, many, many stones there. But he took, according to one idea, 3 or 12. So why didn't he take more? Because we learn that Yehudi is obligated to do some type of effort. So now, the less effort that you put in no matter that you like it to be accomplished, so that means you believe in Hashem. That means you put in, you initiate something, and it's Hashem, you know, I did, the rest you do. Hashem said, okay, I'll take care of it for you. But if he sees that you do and you do and you run and you chase and you do everything, Hashem says, we don't need me. Well, you taking care of everything. What do you need me for? So, he leaves you alone. So here Yaakov Avraham Shalom is teaching us, in life you have to realize the less effort you do, so that means Hashem is going to help you. The more you wore yourself out, so then Hashem said, forget it, I have a lot of things to do, you take care of yourself, I have to take care of my list. That's another beautiful lesson that we should try to work on. Now, there's another interesting question that is asked. We see these stones, they start arguing, fighting. You heard about this?
No.
Yeah, they said, everyone said, I want Sadiq put his head
on me.
Stop fighting. So then Hashem made a miracle because they had such an urge to serve the Sadiq. As we see, before he wakes up, he says that he took the Evan. First was Avanim, there was an Evan. So that means all these stones became one. So what do you learn from here? That this nature that Hashem has created is programmed to serve the Sadiq. That means you don't need to look for a parking spot. The parking spot looks
for you.
You don't need to chase after money. Money chases after
you.
Anything in life is programmed to come after you. Not you go after it. So that's what we see here. No, exactly. No, when we try to reach that level. So now here, the question is a very interesting question. Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom was afraid as far as just on the surface of the wild animals, right? So now the question is, if we see here the stones, they want to serve Yaakov. The wild animals would not serve him. So why is he worrying about? You understand? You follow?
You have to take some precautions in life.
No, that'll be covered. No, that's we took care of. No matter, the point of the matter here is, in Gemara says that when, with all the respect, when the kelavim, the dogs, they bark or they cry, Malach HaMavet is in the city. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When they laugh, then they laugh, then is Eliyahu Navi. So that's why we see they were rewarded in Mitzrayim because the dogs, they did not bark. So that means they feel it. The dogs, they know when is Eliyahu Navi, when is the angel of the death. So here, when they say Sadiq, so he says, Sadiq, they're not going to harm him. You understand? Because we see, even which is greater, the stone that does not have feeling, or animal that has feeling? The stone that has no feeling. We see he served Yaakov. They all became one. Why? Because they were fighting. Say, no, the Sadiq has to put his head over me. So no, what are you talking about? Borkenar. He has to serve, I have to serve him. So they all became one. But now the question here is, if there is such a battle with the stones to serve Yaakov Avinu, more so than the animals, like Daniel, alav shalom. Daniel, you heard about him?
Yes.
You know what happened to him?
Yes, all the lions sit around him.
How many lions were there? How many lions?
What happened?
Well, Nebuchadnezzar, because he decreed nobody can do tefillah. Nobody can pray. But he had an attic, and he used to pray there. So that he was reported, and they took him, he threw him in a lions.
Yeah.
How many?
Money.
Huh? Money. How many?
12.
And do my beat. 12, 20. 3. How many lines? 10. How many lines?
100.
100 lines. No, we don't say Zaha yet. How many? 1400 lions. He was thrown in a boar, in a pit that was 1400 lions. And they all sat around Daniel and Avi alav shalom, and they praised them. So now, who is greater, Yaakov Avinu or Daniel?
Yaakov Avinu.
Yaakov Avinu, shalom. If 1,400 lions, they don't do nothing, they don't harm Daniel, more so Yaakov Avinu, shalom. Oh, he's afraid of lion, tiger, bear, snake. He's not afraid of these things. Because we see that the animals, they have the sense to serve a tzaddik. So why is doing all of this thing? You understand?